Kimberly, it was interesting last week you introduced the topic of co-parenting in situations of divorce and the benefits of co-parenting. Take us further. What can we learn today?
All right. So today I'm going to be sharing co-parenting tips for divorced parents, setting hurt and anger aside. Again, this is hard work. And the key to co-parenting is to focus on your children and your children only. It means that your own emotions, any anger, resentment, or hurt, must take a back seat to the needs of your children. Admittedly, setting aside such strong feelings may be the hardest part of learning to work cooperatively with your ex, but it's also perhaps the most vital. Co-parenting is not about your feelings or those of your ex-spouse, but rather about your child's happiness, stability, and future well-being. So, separating feelings from behavior is what we're really after. It's okay to be hurt and angry, but your feelings don't have to dictate your behavior. Instead, let what's best for your kids, you working cooperatively with the other parent, motivate your actions. And here is three tips. Get your feelings out somewhere else. Never vent to your children. Friends, therapists, or even a loving pet can all make good listeners. They're the ones to share your negative feelings and get those off your chest. Exercise can also be a healthy outlet for letting off steam. Second, stay kid-focused. If you are feeling angry or resentful, try to remember why you need to act with purpose and grace. Your child's best interests are at stake. If your anger feels overwhelming, look at a photograph of your child. This might help to calm you down. Third, use your body. Consciously putting your shoulders down, breathing evenly and deeply, and standing erect can keep you distracted from your anger and can have a relaxing effect. And lastly, remember, don't put your children in the middle. You may never completely lose all of your resentment or hurt feelings after your breakup, but what you can do is keep those feelings in a compartment of their own and remind yourself that they are your issues that you will work through with a safe adult. They are not your child's. Resolve to keep your issues with your ex away from your children. Never use your kids as messengers. And again, keep your issues to yourself or share them with a safe adult.
Kimberly, you're going to be speaking at the Mackenzietown Church on Monday the 27th of this month. Will you be addressing these issues there, or will it be a different topic?
Well, it will be on parenting. It won't be specifically on co-parenting, but it will really explain to parents the developmental needs of their child, how the brain is changing over time, and ultimately what we want as our parenting philosophy to create the closest, most intimate relationship with our child, while at the same time providing our child with the ability to spread their wings and master things separate from us. So again, it won't be specifically on the topic of co-parenting, but rather parenting in general.
So if today's conversation has really piqued your interest, maybe you are in a situation where you're in a divorce, going through a divorce, maybe you're struggling. If that describes you, we are giving away a certificate today, thanks to our friends at the Eckerd Psychology and Education Center. 2 hours of free service consultation, a value of about $400. We're going to give it away right now. Caller number 1-276-8888. How is this going to benefit people to have the first consultation? What will that be like, Kimberly?
Well, I think what it does is it helps them to meet somebody face-to-face and get a sense of what it's really like to engage in service here at Eckerd Center. And it also is a chance to problem solve with a professional about the best direction for your family. So sometimes people aren't sure exactly what kind of service they need, what's the best fit, who should start, should they come as a family, should they come as individuals. Again, the psychologist they meet with will help them sort that out.
Again, caller number 1 now, 276-8888, and this certificate is yours. Kimberly, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.